Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, everybody. Great to be with you at the end of the week, and you know what that means here on Political Coffee. This is Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. And you know how easy that is? You just pick up the phone. You dial 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. That is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Or send me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. And, you know, on Fridays, I do try to get to the phones more quickly. I try to engage in less pontification, shall we say. Because it's your day to get off your chest whatever you want to get off your chest. A quick reminder for you, next Monday evening, yours truly is joining a group of parents' rights in education in Silverton at the Gallen House from 6 to 9. The doors open at 5:30. This is the Gallen House Farms Event Center. This is the keynote speaker, of course, is Suzanne Gallagher, who is the founder of Parents' Rights in Education, which is growing all across the country. And as we learn things that's going on in education, not just in Oregon, but how about this? This is a Gateway Pundit story. After School Satan Club is targeting children from ages 6 to 11 at an Illinois elementary school. That after-school Satan Club sparking outrage. That and a lot of other things are going on in our schools, and you need to know what's going on. So I would urge you to come out and join us. Suzanne Gallagher will be talking. I'll be talking for a few minutes. Ray Hackey, attorney with the Pacific Justice Institute, will be talking. Jenny McGuire, who's a former behavioral specialist teacher for 20 years, she'll be talking. And Donna Kreitzberg, campaign manager for Education Freedom for Oregon. We're all going to be there, and I want to encourage you to come and join us. Again, this is Monday evening, 6 to 9, at the Gallen House Farm Events Center. It's Gallen House Road, just Google it up in Silverton. Doors open at 5:30. Lots of things going on here, including, you know, the Supreme Court yesterday struck down the Biden unconstitutional mandate, at least partially. They're still allowing it in by a 5-4 decision. They're still allowing it for any private employer, like a hospital or a clinic or whatever, that gets Medicaid, Medicare money. Now, organizations like Citibank are saying it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to, you either get fully vaxxed, take the shot, or you get fired. By the way, I want to thank who was that? Let's see. Who sent this to me? Greg. Dr. Fauci, in his own words, about how vaccines increase infection. And it's a YouTube video. No kidding. You can listen to Dr. Fauci say it himself. Of course, now he's saying something else, and he flip-flops faster than anybody that you could imagine. So he has no credibility anymore at all. But again, if you are in the business, and I hope that you are, of trying to persuade persuadable people in your world, this is one of the ways you can do it, is have them watch this video. It's a YouTube video of Dr. Fauci. In his own words, and you can just simply ask somebody the question. So, all right. What's he saying now? This is what he used to say. What is he saying now? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Julie writes an email, by the way. If you want to send an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. So FYI, OHS, you know, the schools have studied CBD and COVID and have concluded CBD prevents the proteins of COVID from attacking or attaching to the body. I'm guessing a daily dose could be useful. You may have had Omicron. Your use of CBD may have prevented a more severe illness. Yes, and I have not talked about this a whole lot. I think I briefly mentioned it the other day when the story came out. It made national news, was on Fox Business. Oregon State University and OHSU studied two compounds in CBD. And two of those compounds specifically prevented the spike protein of COVID from attaching to the body. Julie's absolutely correct. Now, did I have Omicron? I don't know. I don't care. The reality is I took ivermectin. I did the entire protocol. And thanks to Art, by the way, for the therapeutic protocol. And I will get that up on the show plan at some point here also. But I got to tell you, because I do use CBD, typically the sleep formula, to sleep about every evening. I don't take it every night before I go to bed, but I do most nights. There's no question that some of the elements that they're talking about here in this OHSU, Oregon State University study are clearly present in full, what's called full spectrum CBD. That's where all of the compounds, and folks, you got to understand there's something like 100 and over 100 specific compounds in CBD that are separate identifiable compounds. Two of these are the ones that were identified. My hope is that a great company like you hear me talk about, that I sold my CBD oil to, that I buy only products from ProBioscience, they're based here in Salem. My hope is that they will now put together a specific formula that is very high in the two compounds that were shown to literally stop the spike protein from attaching to the body. Okay? A couple of other stories. And by the way, if you want to check out all of their great products, why don't you just go to their website? Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's their website, pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy any of their great products, you know, you hear me talk about this butter salve, which is extremely good at easing your pain. You know, we've got arthritic joints. You've got back pain sometimes like I do, neck pain like I do sometimes when I don't sleep on my neck the right way. This stuff works incredibly well. But the sleep formula that I talk about also, if you want to buy any of those great products, you can order them online. Again, it's from ProBioscience. They're here in Salem. You can call and talk to them. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest quality because Oregon has the toughest standards in every area of any state in the nation when it comes to how you have to grow CBD. So, if you buy anything online for the month of January, use the discount code NEW, N-E-W, NEW, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Freedom Friday comments from a state employee who shall never be named. Just a couple of thoughts, this person writes on Freedom Friday. Today is day 659 of the 15 days to slow the spread. Isn't it curious that President Biden won the election with over 80 million votes, but now just has a over 30% approval rating? I'm curious how that happened. Yeah, me too. Very curious. Thank you for the comments. Go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Shame on Brett Kavanaugh. Boy,
yes.
Talk about not being a constitutionalist. He got it right halfway. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, I wanted to say a couple of things, Jeff. First of all, any and all of these companies, and I'll put Nike and Starbucks right at the top of the list, who are going to force the vaccine mandate on their employees or they lose their job. We need to not do business with these companies. We need to boycott them.
We need
to let them know why we're not using their products. So I agree with you there on doing that to the companies. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I do want to make a statement. We never give up. We never give in. We always fight for our constitutional rights. And we must continue to do that, even though sometimes judges get it wrong. There is no dang doubt about it. So fight, 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 everybody. Vote Republican and promote making positive changes in our state and in our country so we don't have this continued garbage going on. And to all the elderly people who are going to suffer by having to spend $3,500 more a year because the inflation rate, my sympathies are with you, all of us concerning that. We need to get rid of the scourge. I love you, Jeff. Have a great weekend. God bless everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
it. Excellent point.
Pray.
That's right. We're not going to give up. We're not stopping.
Yeah. Pray for all those who have been vaccinated and fooled. Let's hope that they don't
die. That's right. You are sadly correct. Let's just
great
pray
day,
for him.
Yeah.
You know, the heartbreaking story about the young man yesterday and his family. Not knowing that myocarditis problems, and I'll let Art go. Thank you. Not knowing that myocarditis problems in young people was happening. By the way, there's a Federalist story. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on the vaccine mandates is frighteningly weak. And it's about Roberts and Kavanaugh, like Art referred to. Both acquiesced to the Biden Department of Health and Human Services power grab. That's right, folks. Very weak. It's Freedom Friday. You want to talk about it? You want to talk about anything politically, that is. 503-589-1220. It's the Power of Buick GMC Talk. I'm back in a moment. It's 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Past the top of the hour. We'll go back to the phones in just a moment and talk to Glenn. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Rebecca Donaldson is an award-winning real estate broker as I drop my phone and crash. Sorry about that. Anyway, she is a real estate broker who won the Best of the Willamette Valley. That's a pretty prestigious honor. And that's because she's good at what she does. Really good at helping people find the right home or sell their home, either way. So if you're thinking about either buying or selling, Why don't you give her a call? 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. Check out her website, RebeccasGotHouses.com. RebeccasGotHouses.com. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yes, Jeff, about a couple of the comments yesterday. Yes. You remember when you had some of the rallies against the poke, taking the vaccines? And remember the pastors, and you had rallies and pastors from the Russian churches in Portland?
Yes.
And then also the pastor up in Alberta, Canada, that yes. called the Gestapo Nazis, all from former Russia coming west to have the liberties. But they remember what it was like for 70 to 80 years under tyranny. I don't think they want to go back to that again. The Russian people don't want to go back to that. Even though the Western Church and the Eastern Church have had their difficulties, the Western Church becoming woke, sleepy, and dead, according to Revelations, with the Laodicean Church, the Church of the Rights of the People in the West, the orthodoxy of the Eastern Church went through huge persecutions. And they may be the seed pod for perhaps the headline that Russia is the last remaining Christian country, because one of the last statements of them in the press conference that Russian President Putin said was that a woman is a woman and a man is a man, and he expressed his confidence that the religious denominations of Russian Federation would have the moral fiber to resist the intrusion of the corrupted and degenerate values of the Western world. That wasn't our president. That was President Putin.
I know. Isn't that stunning? Here is a guy who's a former KGB agent, who's as corrupt as anyone could ever be, who murders his opponents. And he states the obvious. I can't take issue with what he says that you just quoted about, you know, the West, and the church has been so complacent with us. Heck, we got churches, even strongly evangelical churches in America, even some in Oregon, they're offering free clinics to get them shots.
Yes. And to say more on this, I think Mr. Putin is quite aware of what took place in Ukraine with Biden and Mr. Hunter's and Mr. Hunter, his son, and his brother. I think in the Kazakhstan, where Hunter also was getting money in that old Russian Republic, where they arrested the guy that was in the pictures with Hunter and his father,
right, for
treason in that country. I think Mr. Putin knows well aware of the monies and things that were taking place.
What do you think the odds are?
And the corruption.
He's blackmailing Hunter and Joe Biden. What do you think the odds are?
Absolutely. Front of the page.
Yes.
It's absolutely real. And I don't think Mr. Putin is afraid of this Biden holographic image at all.
That's right.
He will stand his ground. And he has a better ground to stand on than these thugs in this country at this point that have taken our payroll tax dollars and put into these agencies of government out of control, destroying us internally. I think he's quite aware of it.
And they're counting on it. They're counting on this being part, and Glenn, I'm going to let you go. They're counting on that being part of the West collapsing ultimately. Remember, that's always been the goal of communism, is to see the West collapse. In fact, China, I am reading a strategy book, military strategy book, written by some currently serving Chinese generals. And it is based on not only just The Art of War by Sun Tzu, but another publication. 33 ways for transformation, I think is the name of it. In it, it is every demonic idea that you could imagine about deception or blackmail. Now, where does that stuff come from? Does that come from our Judeo-Christian values? No. Comes right out of the pit of hell. And it is very much in line with Rules for Radicals, which again was dedicated to Lucifer, this book. And it came about with the author, Saul Alinsky, spending a bunch of time with who? Organized crime in Chicago. Now they blackmail and they hold things over people's heads. The Chinese believe they can defeat America without firing a shot. They might be right. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate today. It could be whatever you want to say. You got something you just want to get off your chest? This is your opportunity. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Fire for Roofing has this great new product. You hear me talk about it, called Roof Max, and you can only get it from them. It saves you a ton of money. If you're not ready to spend the money to put on a new asphalt shingle roof because yours is, you know, really getting towards the end of its life, this might just be the product for you. It is a soybean-based product. They just literally spray it on your asphalt shingle roof, and it soaks into your asphalt shingles, and it gives it new life. It helps create a barrier, so the roof doesn't leak. It can give you years, and it goes on a fraction of the cost of a new roof. So to watch a great video on it, why don't you go to their website? It's pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, Pfeiffer Roofing. Or give them a call. They'll come out and give you a free estimate, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Great family-owned company, second generation. Been in business since 1978. Pfeiffer Roofing. 503-647-4725. Oregon Supreme Court, by the way, just dumbed down how I missed this story. How tough it is to, you know, to become a lawyer, to pass the bar exam. It's like a 2-day test. They just dumbed it down, saying, well, instead of doing the 2-day test, you can build on life experience. And this is an alternative. Really? Now, I'm all for life experience because sometimes experience of life is the best teacher. There's no question about it. But I mean, in Oregon, we dumb down everything. It's not just education, which, for which we become the laughing stock of the nation. But now it's lawyers. interesting, isn't it? I think so. By the way, the House Republicans here in Oregon regarding put out a press release, which nobody paid attention to, but we'll mention to you, U.S. Supreme Court decision means that Oregon OSHA should stop and remove its strict private business COVID mandates and drop plans for that permanent indoor mask mandate. Yeah, they should. But it won't get forced until somebody sues. Let's go to the phones. We're going to start with Rich. Rich, good morning.
Morning. Something I've been wondering about and haven't had a chance to look up. What laws is Pelosi using or breaking to keep all those people incarcerated for January 6th?
Well, I think it is the laws and the authority that have been granted in Washington, D.C. and passed as city ordinances, in addition to whatever else is specific to the Capitol building. I don't know the answer to that, but they're abusing it is what they're doing.
Yeah,
by far.
The Constitution says supposedly you can't do that.
Supposedly, yes.
Yeah. So even if it's in D.C., I'm sure that they're supposed to go by the Constitution. So where's the right of speedy trial?
Not only where's the right to a speedy trial, but what about cruel and unusual punishment? Because you went into a Capitol building, you've been arrested, you're in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. Some of these people have been there 11 months, Rich.
I know. That's
an abuse.
What I'm talking about.
Where's the U.S. Supreme Court? Seriously.
Well, where's the Attorney General of the United States?
Oh, no, no, no. It's domestic terrorism. He's all in favor of this. They're coming for us next. Right?
Well, I don't see where Antifa's in there. What's the deal?
Oh, Antifa is it's just a concept. You know that. It's not real.
Oh, I guess we better tell the people in Portland that when they burned down Portland and break windows and beat people up, it wasn't real.
No, I mean they were just expressing their discontent with racial injustice. So it's okay. You know, they're not being prosecuted because, you know, Mike Schmidt said they didn't need to be prosecuted because it was really, yeah, you know, they damaged some buildings, but it was justified. So, hey, it's okay.
And they wonder why people are upset with the Democrat Party.
Yeah, including a lot of Democrats, by the way.
There is no Democrats anymore. If they're still Democrats, they're either useful idiots or complicit.
Well, I tend to think that they're probably the useful idiots if they still buy. But apparently a bunch of people do, because there's Biden actually has a 33% approval rating.
I'd take about 21 points off that to become what's a real number.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more and more of this collapse as more. I mean, you just look at how he talks to people. And I mean, like his news conference yesterday, he could barely speak. Now, that doesn't inspire confidence, Rich, but I'll tell you the other thing is that he constantly says this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Everybody knows that's a lie. And in fact, news media that's covered for him is starting to ask him questions about that, and Jen Psaki.
Well, other than his dementia and not being able to have a cognizant thought, his attitude has always been the same. He's a bully, and that's it. Have a nice day.
Absolutely correct. It's my way or the highway.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. I mean, that's 100% correct. It really is. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. That means it's your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Today, Freedom Heating and Air is this great company that has also been in business here well over 40 years in the Mid-Valley area. They take care of you. They make your life better. If it's too cold out and you're pretty uncomfortable inside your home because your heating system is just not keeping up, they'll come out and fix it right away. That's one of the things they do really well. They've got great discounts for veterans, for seniors, apartment owners. So you know what? If you're uncomfortable, they can make it better and right away. Give them a call, 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Check out their website, which is freedomheatingandair.net. It's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. They got a great DIY blog, which is a good thing. But also, they do offer other things, too. So check it out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, 503-580-1456. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. I want to thank you for your program. It is priceless.
Thank you.
And the other day when I was driving in Kaiser at the corner of Shamawa and River Road, right next to Safeway and Walgreens, there was a man who had made some beautiful signs. He probably had about 10 at least that he had set up all around the corner. And they all were trying to get people to not give the death shot to children. And they were each of them telling a different fact about COVID-19 and about the shot. And it was, I stopped to talk to him and
really?
Found out that he's doing it with, he doesn't have an organization he's doing, but he is trying to help people want to do the similar things because, you know, there's more children that have died from the shot now than from the disease, from the manufactured virus. But there's a lot of children that haven't gotten the shot yet, and people need to know the truth. And so the signs are still a really good way. You can have thousands of people see the message by holding a sign at a busy street corner, a well-made sign. I want to encourage people to watch for him and encourage him, but also to go out and do it themselves. It's a tried and true method of communication that there's no censorship of.
Well said. And that's from the voice of experience. Rebecca is famous for doing that. I completely agree. 6:48, we'll be right back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It is the last segment for today. So if you want to talk about anything you want to talk about on Freedom Friday, this is your last opportunity. 503-589-1220 is Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff, KSLM.news, like the one I got from Corby, the Patriot Act. He writes, remember the Liberty and the Constitution busting Patriot Act? Let me get this full size so I can read the whole thing. Across that Patriot Act that was put in where they can call anyone a domestic terrorist that they want and take people's constitutional rights away. Remember that? Yeah, I do. And a lot of Republicans voted for it. He continues saying the unelected so-called health authorities say they can involuntarily quarantine anyone they think is a health risk. People didn't care. Then why are they questioning it now? Yeah. Because something woke them up. You know, the old saying is that nobody cares until their ox gets gored, right? That's true. When your personal liberty is being taken from you, or that of your kids. Like the teachers union in Portland, shutting down Portland schools with lockouts. I tell you, Freddie writes me a text, and it's Kamala Harris's interview yesterday. Quote, this is Kamala yesterday in that interview. Quote, it is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day, unquote. Freddie writes, really? This is the Democrats' party. Talk about dumbing down. And then Stacey Ann. Thank you, Stacey Ann, for sending me this idea. I completely missed this. I didn't see this. American News. This was from the 10th, Monday. Andy Ngo's lawsuit against Antifa moves forward in a legal victory here in Oregon. Boom, he writes, update on my lawsuit against Antifa. Oregon Court of Appeals denied defendant Benjamin Boland's request to stop the lawsuit from being amended. There's a story here in the Post-Millennial about this. I'm telling you, folks, but remember, Antifa is just a concept, right? That's what we're told. Yeah, they're not real. Oh, yeah, they are. They told Pastor Lou Wu-Tan after he was attacked along with me and everybody else, and he was maced. He talked to one of the guys later, Antifa lookouts. And the Antifa lookout said, yeah, I mean, we meet every single day. They're committed, folks. They're evil. They take away people's rights. They attack people. They break the law, and nobody holds them accountable because it's okay. They're just protesting. Yeah, it gets a little bit out of hand, but they're just protesting racial injustice. Senator Marshall sends a letter to Dr. Fauci demanding copies of his financial disclosure. Fauci said in that hearing, hey, he's happy to, you know, give people his financial disclosure. Okay. We'll see if he pulls that. And by the way, the CDC study, Omicron is 91% less fatal than Delta. 91% less fatal than Delta. Now, those are both Breitbart stories, by the way. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. Let's just talk to Jerry. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, Jocko Dax. So, yeah, go bees. So if this Veritas story is true about the DOD knowing about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine working effectively against COVID as early as 2020, is this the biggest scandal in the world?
It should be.
I mean, basically they're saying they were willing to let 500,000 people die because they hate Trump.
Absolutely correct. And the news media was complicit in that. There's a story in the Liberty Daily, Jerry, that goes along with that. And the headline is, emails reveal scientists believe COVID lab leak theory, but feared debate on the topic would, quote, hurt international harmony, unquote.
International harmony.
Whatever the motivations were, why the Pentagon knew this and wouldn't get it out there, and because this has been buried. And somebody leaked this the other day. Same thing.
And at this point, many we know where it came from, and, you know, proving it came from the lab, nobody seems to care. But if they knew that ivermectin worked, and we know, I've seen 10 people cured with ivermectin, so it works extremely well against this thing. And they knew why it worked, because it kills COVID-type viruses. They knew why it worked, how it worked, and how effective it was. They knew that it worked in late stages of a person's illness, so it works on the deathbed. And they refused to let people use it simply because Trump might get some credit for it. How sick do you have to be?
Well, our lives mean nothing to the corporate overlords in the pharmaceutical industry, and they mean nothing to the tyrannical bureaucrats and certainly the news media.
Exactly. They have no problem with 500,000 people dying, Americans dying, simply
okay
to project their agenda.
Well said, Jerry. Thank you.
That's it.
I can't argue with that in any way. Joe Biden, good news. That's the headline of a Dwight email. Says, Jeff, Joe Biden does have some good news for the American people. Joe Biden, after getting severely beat up this past week, there is some good news. Thank God it's Friday. Yes, that's the only good news. Whew. By the way, you got to love this. Democrats distribute KN95 masks to House members. They're stamped made in China. Doesn't that just say it all? So also, folks, if you're looking for a great contractor, you should talk to Eric Azer and his team at Righteous Renovations. Check out their website to look at the incredibly good work that they do in people's homes, specifically bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels. It's righteousrenovations.com. You can go forward with confidence that he and his team will take care of you if you hire them to come into your home. righteousrenovations.com. Friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. Honored to have each and every one of you in the audience. Thank you. Appreciate your contributions. Be blessed. Keep praying for this nation, for this world, for Oregon, and keep being willing to stand up and fight for everything you believe. See you Monday. Yeah.